9:20, BBC Radio Berkshire, the Andrew Peach Show. Now Sonia's story. Sonia is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Over the weekend, let me just get my head round this. Over the weekend, you went to Trafalgar Square.
That's right.
And took your clothes off.
Yep.
In support of a cause.
Yes, indeed.
The cause was, just so we could get the full kind of picture before I ask about why you decided to do it.
Okay, it was organised by PETA, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and it was to highlight the horrific conditions, cruelty and horror in general in factory farming.
Okay.
And so it was to encourage, because it was World Vegan Day Saturday.
Clearly something a lot of people will feel strongly about, mm-hmm. but not everyone quite so strongly as you. So why is this a cause that you're particularly keen to support?
Oh, my. Well, for a start, the best way to cut the dreadful situation in factory farming, the dreadful cruelties involved, is to reduce or stop the demand for meat. So, and the best way to do that is to encourage vegetarianism and even veganism, which is that little step further.
Yes.
And so this was to encourage that change of lifestyle.
So when did you first hear they were having a protest and the idea was to gather people in Trafalgar Square unclothed?
Well, I'm on PETA's database, so they sent out a whole load of emails to all their supporters in England, maybe a month, 6 weeks ago. And 100 of us turned up on Saturday, and oh my, we were so pleased it was sunny.
Yes, I bet. It was a nice weekend for it, bearing in mind it was November. So clearly this is a kind of cause that will have a lot of interest. There'll be a lot of people on the mm-hmm. database, a lot of people got the email, most people didn't go. What was it about you that thought, you know what, yeah, I'll do that?
I'm an enormous age, so it wasn't really my comfort zone.
So it wasn't exhibitionism?
No. I was surrounded by all these gorgeous younger people with fabulous bodies and everything. But it was, it's something I believe in so strongly. I've been an animal activist for years. As I get older, I become even more determined to try and do something to improve things. And it was just something so important to me.
Right. This sounds harsh, but do you think it's actually made any difference? I mean, you've done your bit, mm-hmm. done what you were asked to do. No one can ask more than that.
Every little bit helps. And it did get a lot of publicity. Regardless of the number of people who milled around looking at us all with eyes out on stalks at the time itself. But there has been a lot of publicity, and just every little bit that raises awareness a fraction more is worth it.
Were you nervous?
I was embarrassed to start with. The worst bit was lying down on the ground sheet with everybody else and having the fake blood squirted over us, because that was so cold. After a bit, you got used to the feeling.
I suppose with anything, you know, when you've done it for half an hour or whatever, then...
I know.
Nothing's a big deal, is it?
We were told it would be just a few minutes, and thank goodness it was quite warm, because it was at least half an hour.
Yeah, but, you know, once you can get used to pretty much anything.
You can.
And suddenly, you know, lying naked in Trafalgar Square feels normal.
Yeah, no problem.
Was it the fact that you were in amongst friends, in amongst other people who decided to do the same thing? Was that what made it okay, do you think?
It was lovely to be surrounded by other people thinking the same thing, exactly as you say. We were all there for the animals. And after all, people try and say, well, animals are different to us, you can do what you like to them. But they aren't. We are intertwined. And in fact, every religion says that, believes that the sort of the spirit of God is within all of creation. There's no difference. So we should be treating them as we would like to be treated ourselves.
It's a Russian thing, apparently, taking the clothes off in protest. I didn't know that, but we did a bit of research into the history of people doing it.
I didn't know that either.
And it started with Ukrainians in Russia about 100 years ago.
Oh, well done.
And then since then, it's become a slightly more common way of drawing attention to things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear a bit more about it now from psychologist Kerry Cooper, who's with us on the show. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. So it dates back to the Russians. 1903, we think, is the earliest example of people using this as a means of protest we can find. Although I'm a bit surprised no one had thought of it before that, because it's just a way of drawing attention, I suppose.
Oh, it is, absolutely. But in a multimedia age like ours, it's a very clever way of drawing attention, actually. But we've seen it again, not necessarily with naked. Do you remember Fathers in for Justice, when they did the Batman suits and climbed up the House of Commons?
And Buckingham Palace and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it's a clever way of actually drawing attention to your issue in the public arena, and of course being naked is a very clever way of doing it. You wouldn't think it would be in our day and age, but it still is, really. Now, if this would have taken place in Africa, I don't think we'd have had much of a crowd.
Right, because it's just, in some parts of Africa, it's just normal to walk around.
A lot of countries, people, they have no problem with nudity, but in the West, we are, to see 100 people in Trafalgar Square naked, not only for the tourists, by the way, but for everybody else. So, it's a clever way of drawing attention. And I think increasingly people will try more interesting ways of doing it. It might not be being naked. It might be some other way of doing it. But that's the way you get the media attention. Then it gets goes all throughout YouTube and the social media, and you've made your point.
It's a good point that, Sonia, actually. In the social media age of everyone having a camera in their pocket and being able to not only instantly take a photo in any situation but post that on the internet so everyone can see it, you're making a slightly different decision about taking your clothes off in Trafalgar Square than you might have been in the past, when you might have thought, well, at least I'm not very likely to see anyone I know. Whereas now, you're very likely to have your picture, posted in front of people because of the technology.
Absolutely. And among all the crowds of tourists, etc., in Trafalgar Square, they all seem to have their cameras.
Oh, I bet, yes. Did you feel a bit kind of weird coming back to Tarhurst afterwards, on the train or whatever, thinking no one around me knows what I've just done?
They might have suspected, because I hadn't been able to get all the fake blood off me. So my hands, wrists, every bit of me that was visible looked as pretty gory.
And do we have to do things that are more and more shocking, Kerry, do you think, now, to attention to something?
Absolutely. But look at the potential. With everybody having their, smartphones ready to take a picture and zap it on YouTube or wherever, the potential, even if there's no established media there, right? You can hit hundreds of thousands of people in no time by doing something fairly dramatic. So I think we're going to see more of this. Maybe not nakedness, because after a while, if there's so many protests with nakedness, being naked,
becomes old hat,
doesn't
it?
Anymore. They'll have to think of something else.
Professor Kerry Cooper, thank you very much indeed. You said earlier in our conversation, Sonia, you're a great age. That's not true at all. But people listening to your voice won't know what age you are. Do you want to tell us?
Yes, I'm proud of it. I'm 73.
73 years old. Were you the oldest
73
person?
73 years young, please.
Okay. 73 years young. Were you the oldest person taking part in the thing on Saturday, as far as you were aware?
I suspect I was. I did see one grey-haired man, but didn't get close enough to say to him, are you of my generation? Most people were younger, but it was great. It was wonderful.
Would you do it again?
Well, now you're telling me that naked demonstrations are becoming totally mainstream. Would it be worth it? Yes, I would, if it were going to help.
You'll have to come up with something else. Lovely to meet you, Sonia. Thank you for coming into the studio this morning. It's very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Lovely talking to you.